Hello, everyone, and thanks for watching Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Sosie here after a 16-0 shutout loss for the Patriots. Bob, somebody's got to win and somebody's got to lose, and the Patriots did not come out on the winning side today. So let's start at the beginning. Jacoby Brissett throws a short pass to Julian Edelman, who runs it 90 yards for it to come right back, and nothing went the Patriots' way after that.
Let's backtrack even further, Moretta. The opening kickoff of the game, Cyrus Jones in the end zone, fields it a couple of yards deep. Matthew Slater says, take the knee and take the touchback. He takes it out, and that sets the tone. Opening the first two drives with a young quarterback against a defense the Patriots have a lot of respect for from the 14-9 yard line. You mentioned the long gain to Edelman, called back because of a couple of penalties on Chris Hogan, wide receiver, blocking downfield. There's offensive pass interference among the two calls on that particular play, forcing the Patriots then to back up inside their five. And really, that's the hole they begin in offensively, and they never really climbed out of it. Falling behind, the Bills go downfield. They had three drives to Buffalo to score a touchdown and two field goals early in this game, 10 plays or more. And by that point, they've got a 13-0 lead, and the Patriots had run 10 offensive plays total.
And Bob, it wasn't just that the Patriots couldn't produce. It was that, I think Martellus Bennett put it the best, they took one step forward and then two steps back. 9 penalties for the Patriots today. Very unpatriot-like.
I think the whole performance, right from the start, mentioned the opening kickoff. Usually the Patriots and special teams have a huge advantage over opposing teams. And you talk about penalties, generally speaking, especially against the Buffalo Bills, who last year had 15 penalties in an early season loss to the Patriots. It's New England that's the smarter, more disciplined team. But not today, you're right. There were 9 accepted penalties. There were several others that were declined by the Bills. It was problematic, really, in every phase for the past
day. Well, Bob, while the Patriots convert 1 of 12 third down conversions, the Bills have 7 for 15. Just not a good day for the Patriots' defense either.
No, the Patriots were very respectful of Tyrod Taylor's ability to extend plays with his legs. We saw a lot of zone coverage today, and we saw Taylor really pick apart the defense in the zone. So there were situations, whether it was third down or even before that, where the Bills offensively were in a very difficult spot, and they were still able to convert and ultimately move the chains, consume a lot of clock. And even though they really had a conservative approach much of the game, they had a big enough lead against Brissett and the young quarterback and the Patriots offense the way things were going.
Well, there is a silver lining, Bob. I think you know what I'm talking about. Somebody gets to come back into this stadium. His suspension ends at midnight tonight. Next week, we get to see Tom Brady. How much do you think that's going to help this team's morale?
Well, I think it helps the morale. More importantly, it certainly helps the offense. When you're talking about arguably the greatest quarterback of all time, and we saw today a very conservative approach for the Patriots with a quarterback who is battling his way through an injury as well. Now you get Tom Brady at Cleveland. Of course, as you mentioned, he gets to arrive for work early in the morning. No doubt he'll be among the first, if not the first player, to arrive here at the facility. But it's Brady's leadership, and it's also his ability. Now they can open up the offense once again.
Well, of course, we will be in Cleveland next week, but keep your eyes on Patriots.com. We will be here in the morning when Tom Brady makes his return to Gillette Stadium. For Bob Sosie, I'm Miranda Mason. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.